We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
For joining us for the PHNX Suns post-game show. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and leave us a five-star review. I'm Lindsay Smith here with Saul Bookman and Espo. Gerald Bourquet will join us from the Footprint Center a little later on in the show. We've got the sexy sax music because the Phoenix Suns defeat the Nuggets 100-93.
The Nuggets, mediocre looking sax.
It is. I was going to say, do we even deserve it at this point?
Yeah, it feels like we don't.
Can you cue the dive bar music,
hard
please?
Hard cut.
Can I get the dive bar music? I need the dive bar tonight, I feel.
No, we're good.
Listen, I feel like what we could
No. We don't do that for wins. I don't care what Espo says.
Was that a win?
Yes, yeah. It was.
It was.
I think what we could do is we could talk about this game in two halves. And I think we should start with the first half because that one was more fun.
Cue the sexy sax again if we're talking about the first half.
But honestly, though, the first half, the Suns came out. They looked great, like a well-oiled machine. Things were off to the races. At one point, we were up by 27 points. It was nice.
Yeah, I mean, listen, everything was clicking in the first half, but I don't think a lot of people want to talk about that first half.
Okay,
fine. KD, you knew KD wasn't going to have back-to-back bad games. He didn't. But... man, there were some things tonight that were evident from the very beginning and then became an even bigger issue in the second half, and we'll get to that.
To me, this felt like KD Book got it all going in the first half. They said, yeah, this is what we can be. They're up 27, and they downshifted and never really got back in it after that. They kind of took their feet, foot off the gas and – never got back in fifth gear at that after mm-hmm. that point. And I don't know, once you go up 27 on a severely mediocre team to you, I think they kind of checked out, honestly.
It did look like they just checked out. They were playing stupid basketball, like just turning the ball over at a crazy rate, giving them fast breaks left and right. It was really sloppy basketball. Listen, you know what the Denver Nuggets are going to leave with this game and feel like. They didn't have their big time players out there at all. Not the only guy that's close is Aaron Gordon, and they still cut the lead to 4 in the fourth quarter, like mm-hmm. down from 27. Like, that just can't happen. That just can't happen. It's just, that was an ugly, ugly second half, and oof, makes me want to throw up.
I mean, it was really ugly, yes, but also we still won, and that's what matters the most. And I'm not really that worried about it.
I'm not worried about it, but I hate the Nuggets.
I agree. The only reason why it sucks is it's the Nuggets.
Yeah. And like the Phoenix Suns better get on board with me like quick, because we play them one more time in a week and I want to beat them by at least 27 then.
But look, this team does hate the Nuggets, but they weren't playing the Nuggets tonight.
That's fair.
They were playing, you know, the Walmart version of the Nuggets. And I understand how, yeah, you get up for the first, you know, 24 minutes of this game, and then you're like, okay, like we can beat these guys. And then they coasted. Like, and DeAndre Ayton coasted through the whole thing. So he had the attitude through the whole game. So.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the second half was embarrassing, but as far as like the Nuggets being like chomping at the bit, being like, we can absolutely beat this team based on the second half.
No,
don't you think the Nuggets also realized that the Suns were playing sloppy ball, turning things over? Like they just weren't playing
1,000,000%
their game. The Nuggets recognized that as well. It's not that the Nuggets were like, oh, all of a sudden we turned it on.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that at all. And listen, I'm only talking about this game and what this game is like. It's just NBA players and just players in general. Sometimes you get those big leads, and you're right. It's hard to turn it back on once you start losing it. And they were fighting to try and hold on to it. When the other team gets momentum, I can't. If you haven't played sports and haven't played on a good enough team to have a 27 point lead, then sorry. But like when the wave comes, you can't. There's very little you can do to slow it down, especially when you've relaxed and taken your foot off the gas. So it just is what it is.
We talked about something in the pregame, and I wasn't really thinking about it in the second half, but it may be part of this. If you're not running your offensive sets, your real ones, because you don't want to give up too much and show off too much, that could play a part in this too, especially in the second half where you're a little less motivated because you're up big and you're not running things.
It's not the sets. They had open shots. They had opportunities, but they played sloppy. Even something as simple as just a pass to an open shooter, some of those passes were a little bit off. Like Kevin Durant tried to feed it through the, you know, through the wickets a couple times, turn the ball over. Just sloppy, sloppy play. How many bunnies did Booker miss in the first quarter? Back to that. Like we started the game off a little sloppy, but they were able to put it all together and be fine. Like it just, listen, it was cool. We won. Everything's all good. Nothing's like horrible. A W is a W, like Todd Packer says in the chat. However, it was probably one of the uglier W's that we've had all season, especially in the second half. But a win is a win is a win.
Look, they started April Fool's off a little early.
maybe.
Secret agent Bart Fargo in the chat said, Suns have the longest streak in the league currently. And that is true. They've won four straight now, and it is the longest active win streak.
That's where we're at in the league, huh?
That's where we're at in the league right now.
Four wins.
Woo! I know. It's getting down to the nitty-gritty, so it'll be an interesting rest of the go. But also, you guys realize that the Suns are undefeated with Kevin Durant, right?
Sure. Yes, that is factually true.
Y'all are so lame right now.
Look out. The vibes are so low.
The vibes
I'm so
are
upset.
So
come
bad
on
for a win.
Come
and
on.
And I'm the one who's tired.
Look.
Well, if you
as
two want to bring
even
the
get up early for your thing.
Yeah, if you two want to bring the energy, then by all means, let's do it. Pick it up. Yeah. Spice it up, Emma. So, I'm here.
You want to take the rest of the night off? They can just run this thing.
I'll go back over there on the couch and try to take a nap.
Sounds good. I'll jump on.
Hold on. Should we start it all over? Do we need to play the sexy sax?
I think so.
Hit the sexy sax.
I'm going to rerun the intro.
Hit just the start it off just again. Let's go.
Hey.
Let's go!
Also, the Dodgers lost, so that's cool. Oh, man.
Suck it, Nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Suck it, Colorado! Woo! Yeah! Don't give a shit to you! Woo! Okay. Yeah!
That's how you start off a post-game show.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you guys
other listeners such as that. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Win
Phoenix
is
Suns
win.
Defeat the Denver Nuggets 100-93. Let's take a look at this game by checking out what's inside the box.
What's in the box? What's in the fucking box?
Is a 193 Suns victory over the number one team in the Western Conference. Get excited, Phoenix.
Free throws. You look at that, and it's a 16 of 21 for the Suns, 11 of 20 for the Nuggies. And, you know, that's a big reason why the Suns get a 7-point victory, as is 3-point shooting, as the Suns were 10 of 27 to the Nuggets, 6 of 26. And why this was closer than we would have liked? 12 points in the paint. 36 for the Suns, 62 for the Nuggets. But, hey, when you've got Nikola Jokic, that shit happens.
We got some super chats.
The Denver Nuggets do have Nikola Jokic. They do have
factually true.
We got some super chats. The first one is from Kyle T. Thank you, Kyle. Said, that's more like it. We have Kevin Mother Effing Durant. No bad days.
Yeah, to quote Monty, greatness doesn't shake its head.
That's
right. Neither does Saul Bookman and Greg Esposito.
And Rusty also sent us another super chat. They said, hell yeah, let's freaking go.
Okay. All right, Rusty.
Okay, but this time we have an actual real super chat. Well, I mean, those are real, but this one was more fake.
Thanks for your money, but you don't count.
No, like a game comment is what I meant. So this one was from Trevor, and they said, should have been a blowout and made the statement that they want the Nuggets at full strength. Ugly third quarter, almost lost my cool, but a W is a W. That's the biggest takeaway from this, is that the Suns still got the win. They know, based on at least the first half, that they're more than capable of playing in a rhythm with one another. Obviously, I feel like the offense still kind of has a couple kinks that needs to work out, but that'll come with time. And then the second half is one that you just ignore and you flush it and you play the Denver Nuggets again next week, hopefully at a more full strength team, so you get to see an actual idea of what they look like.
1,000,000%. I think the most disappointed I am is probably just in DeAndre Ayton tonight. I'm tired of this roller coaster, you know, and I know a lot of people have already been there, but man, tonight it just looked like he was just not into it at all.
Don't worry. I think we've only got 3 more months on this roller coaster with him. It won't be.
I mean, but tonight's game, you know, like he just looked like he was disengaged. He just didn't look like, and you could tell that they were trying to get him the ball in the third quarter, and just,
yeah, look,
not good, not good.
When you have the second best DeAndre on the court, and the other DeAndre is DeAndre Jordan, who's old enough to, I think, be DeAndre Ayton's grandfather at this point, like, that's not a good thing. But also, he gets up for the big centers, and Jokic wasn't there tonight. And he's traditionally played Jokic very well. I don't think we can read anything into this game.
I mean, the things I'm gonna read into is basically offensively. Okay, I listen. If you just watch the game, there are a lot of times, and you even start saying it in the fourth quarter, where DA is like not just figuratively under the basket. No. He's literally not only under the basket, but he's like behind the basket, like straddling the baseline.
He was out of bounds for one.
On multiple shots. And I'm like, bro, that's not good positioning. What are you doing? I was watching him offensively on the offensive end in that fourth quarter, and I just wanted to see activity. I wanted to see what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when that shot's going up, you'll watch DA, he just started backing up tonight instead of like trying to get positioning and go for boards. Now, in the fourth quarter, he had 5 fouls, so I'll give him that. But it's just I'm frustrated when it looked like the Suns were making an effort to try and get him the ball. He had small guys on him multiple times, and the Suns literally had to point out, like, hey, get positioned so I can give you the ball. Because he was playing behind the smaller defender. Like, it's just got to be better all over.
He missed 2 easy shots, missed 2 free throws there. In the fourth, it was ugly. When he could have had an impact and helped push this into a double-digit lead, he didn't. He disappeared, and you're right. That's concerning because there will be times where Kevin Durant and Devin Booker are getting so much focus of the defense that you're going to need a third guy or a fourth guy to step up. And if it's not DeAndre Ayton, that's problematic. That's the guy that this is. Things are supposed to be easier for him with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker.
1,000,000%.
And they look tougher tonight somehow.
Yeah. Listen, folks, you've been in this. If you've never been here before, this is how it usually goes. When we point out one thing bad, that wasn't the sole reason why the lead was blown or the, in some cases, the Suns lost or whatever. Okay. Like, so let's stay on track and let's understand. We're pointing out some of the things that we didn't like about DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton was not the sole reason why that big 27-point lead was blown. There was other things, like I said at the very beginning of the show, like throwing the ball around like you're handing out candy at Halloween. Like, that's exactly what the Suns were doing in that second half. A lot of missed shots, a lot of wide open missed shots. The bench didn't really provide much of anything. Campaign was MIA. Ross was not very good. TJ Warren struggled. Bismack Biyombo can't make a layup. Like, a lot of things contributed to that little bit of a collapse. But at the end of the day, the Suns still won. And yes, I know DA's plus 28. Cool. Clap your hands. Fantastic. But if you watch the game, you'll understand that plus 28 doesn't mean shit because he, as an individual, didn't really contribute much to that plus 28.
There was also some really good things
from
tonight's game. Unless you want to talk a little bit more about the bad stuff.
No, I think I went down the whole list.
Yeah, I mean, I think disinterest was a lot of it tonight.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But I would like you guys to join me in the office. Pull up a piece of couch. I think it's time to meet in Espo the therapist's office.
Oh.
I think it's time to talk a little bit.
I see
about
the yellow, so I don't think the graphic's up yet.
No, it is up if you look in the other window.
You
know, guys, tonight could be viewed as a negative, right? I think we've looked at that and we've discussed that. But you know, I've been watching a lot of Shrinking, and have decided to look at this as a therapist would. And I think we need to look at the 27-point lead and really focus on that, right? This thing started out fantastic. This is the number one team in the West. Even though they're a bunch of, wusses and couldn't show up to Phoenix to actually take on this team, the Suns came out and they played well. They lived up to the potential. You saw Devin Booker and Kevin Durant play the way we expected them. And sure, the second half wasn't that great, but, you know, sometimes you're just not that interested in things. And when you lose interest, things like that happen. I think let's look at the positive. Let's look at that 27-point lead and go, that was the real Suns. And that's who we're going to see when the bright lights are on. And we'll get there. So
yeah. And Devin Booker had 27 points and Kevin Durant had 30 points. And like I said, we're undefeated with Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. When he plays with the Phoenix Suns, Chris Paul had another major assist night. He had 13 of them.
Yeah.
DA had 10 rebounds, even though you may have felt some type of way about him. He still had 10 rebounds. Josh Okogie, 4 of 5 from deep. There's a lot of positives you can also pull out of tonight's game as well.
Josh Okogie had a huge three.
That'll be $300.
For what?
For the therapy session. $300.
We didn't ask for it. You talked the entire time. So you owe us $300 for sitting here and listening to you.
No, that's the way therapy works.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. No.
No, you're supposed to listen to us.
Yeah. That's how therapy works.
No. Have you watched Shrinking? That's not the way it works.
That's exactly the way it works.
Jason Siegel talks at them and says, this is what I think you should do with your life. And then he takes them out somewhere. That's the way Shrinking
works.
That's the way
that show goes at all.
Yes, it was.
I've never seen it. So
and Harrison Ford says something like, what the hell? And that's the whole thing. So $300, please, from each of you.
All right, a couple more super chats. The Buck stops here says, until Denver actually wins in the playoffs, they're frauds.
Sure.
There we go.
Sure.
There you go. Nothing to worry about just yet. All right, we also have Altex? Two Z's at the end of it.
It's a referee. It's all text. Yeah.
Usually watching the Coyotes post game shows. Glad to be here. Biggest all AZ sports fan in St. Louis. Also, 4PX needs to sell in my area. Welcome. We love the PH PHNX Coyote Show. They're a lot of fun, but we're glad that you were able to join us tonight.
I'd ship it to you, but I'm pretty sure I'd get in legal trouble.
So. Yeah.
Are you allowed to?
No, I'm pretty sure you can't ship alcohol across state lines to somebody.
Which is such an archaic rule.
Is that for real, though? Yeah, like, what if you bought online?
You need a license to be able to sell
like,
wine.
I can't personally just... How do I know Aztec isn't like 15 years old and just trying to get some beer off?
This is prohibition. You didn't know that?
Well, you also need a license to sell alcohol, period.
Well, this is
What if it was a gift?
This is true.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think you could send alcohol like that. Otherwise, I would Aztec.
I don't know. I feel like it could be a gift, right?
Okay.
I don't know.
Quick, anyway, call a lawyer.
We also got a super chat from Manny. Manny, thank you for yours. And not excusing the team's performance in the second half. But remember about 4 years ago when we'd be up big, then lose the lead, then win ugly, felt like winning by 30? Perspective, mi amigos. We in a good spot.
No, this is true.
Nobody's saying we're in a bad spot. It's just that was not a pretty second half. That's
you know,
all.
You know what we need? We need some kind of like laser beam or something to light after a win. So everybody's pumped up, even if it's not that pretty of a win.
Are you telling us
you mean
you
so
go
the
to
two of you are pumped up? Because we're good. You two are dragging.
I'm not dragging.
Y'all was dragging.
I was shouting. I just gave you a therapy session.
I had
what
to
do you
restart
want from me,
this whole show yeah, to get you two to be
she
on
had
board.
To restart it?
That's
I believe
right.
I was the one that requested the intro again, right?
Jeez. Oh God, I feel like I'm sitting at the dinner table and mommy and daddy are yelling at each other.
All right, we got one from Dylan. Thank you, Dylan. Said today's second half was, quote, sketchy, just like water.
It was sketchy.
Exactly, Dylan. You get it. Dylan understands.
We did hold our breath a lot.
Dylan
so
understands.
Like
Libertarian Sasquatch said the third quarter slump is getting a little scary. I mean, at this point, I feel like we should be used to it.
Yeah.
This has been going on for a hot minute now. Like, I don't love it. I'll be honest with you. I do not love it. But didn't we also have the same issue last year, too?
Look,
I don't know what it is about the third quarter.
I think the players are tired, too.
I think everybody is just at the point, get me to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I even think the players are.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think they all feel the same way we do at this point.
Yeah, I think
maybe,
so, too.
Maybe. All right, and then we have one from Bobby. Thank you, Bobby. They said, hi, Lindsay. It looks like the Suns are starting to hit their stride. Honestly, I mean, outside of the second half, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
they
everything
are.
Was great.
They got two games with KD under their belt now. Obviously, KD's home debut, there was a lot of jitters and anxiety, but we got that out of the way. He looked much better tonight. He'll look even better on Sunday afternoon. So, yeah, look, we're getting there.
If only Bally's had run out of money and the ability to show the second half of the game, we'd all feel great. Like, if it just stopped after halftime, we would have been like, wow, all right. I mean, apparently the Coyotes fans couldn't see their game tonight.
I know.
Maybe
it
that
would be
have
worse.
Been a better thing for
I don't know.
We did
could
get,
be worse.
We did get a comment from a DMVR personality.
Oh, hi.
Dev, superstar Dev,
what's
our
up,
guy.
Superstar Dev?
I said, not a fun game for either side, but you guys are crushing it. Miss you all. Keep rocking it.
Oh, well,
same to you, Dev? My friend.
Can't wait to see you at Summer League.
Yes.
Appreciate
or round
ya.
Two.
It'll be a lot of fun. Another really fun thing that came out of tonight's game is that I hit my bet.
That wasn't fun.
That was really fun for me.
No. Explain your definition of fun.
Meaning I am now in the lead of our competition because I hit my bet and the two of you did not, which means the leaderboard looks like...
She looking extra cute.
Ooh, Saul is at $266.63.
Why does it have to, why you had to put that little sauce on the top of it to dance on my grave because I'm behind right now? You haven't done that to these other two. Man, all right. I see how it is.
We all know who Emma's favorite is.
I see how it is. All right. It's me versus the world is what it is. I got it. Got it.
I got buried 2 months ago in this contest, so my grave ain't fresh.
Eye to eye, buddy. Espo, no offense, this is out of respect. Espo's not coming back. It's you two, okay?
She said this is a two-person race.
It has been for a month.
Respectfully.
I did one back.
She said, and respectfully speaking, shut the fuck up.
So, the only, buddy, your bets are just so long.
That's why Emma hates you, because you send in 8-leg parlays every single day.
I send them first thing in the morning.
But she still got to type it out.
Well, hey.
Like, damn, I gave you 8 hours.
Solid dog. I can barely even spell. Give me some.
Okay, hold on real quick. Back to the leaderboard. Saul, 266. I'm at 280.54. Espo is at 204.50. So we're looking real pretty.
Can I just cash out? If your team, Lindsay, you
cannot cash it out. As Charles in the chat said, strategy Lindsay wins again. I love just talking trash to you, Saul. It's so much fun.
I swear.
It's literally like one of my favorite things to do.
Should take Lindsay's bet and add one more leg to it and try to catch up.
Should we make the final day, since we're not carrying it into the playoffs, should we bet everything on one bet?
You can bet as much as you want in the last day.
I think that's fair.
How about that? Like, because Jeopardy style, right?
Then there's one chance for me to actually pull off a miracle. It's a very last
Wait, that's day. that's actually kind of scary, because what if Espo puts all on like a really simple
bet? Okay, no. So this is what we should do.
I think we should let the chat, though.
No, so I think what we should do is that day when we submit our bets, we have to set them in DMs to you. You can't put them in the chat. Because you put it in chat, then I know exactly what he bet. And I'm like, I could just do this. You know what I mean? Yeah,
I think that's fair. Yeah.
That's the fairest way to do it. So if she plays it safe.
You know, this is what this sounds like, is that y'all are mad you're losing. So now you want to change things up to potentially win.
Changing anything else.
Saul's that's not what mad because like. He's still within striking distance. This is simply to make this entertaining for myself on the last day.
I think we should let the chat vote.
Okay.
Chat vote. Do you want us to do like the Jeopardy rule for the last game of the season, where we are allowed to bet as much of the money we currently have?
So any bet or $10 bet, basically.
Yeah, so minimum 10, but we could go up to whatever our earnings currently are, or do we keep it the same through the rest of the game? So Emma, will you put a poll in the chat and let them vote? And whatever you guys decide is what we will do.
Why is Lindsay scared of me? Like, I'm gonna miss.
You're trying to play mental games. I agree with Lindsay. Once you were all excited about it, that's when we fucking second guess. Wait, hold on. Wait, no. Hold up. Let's let the chat vote. I'm down with that.
I'm going to lose anyway.
I know. I'm sure you are, buddy. But I know you're trying to play that like, what's the problem?
Emma's going to put a poll in the chat so you guys vote for it, and we will come back and revisit that a little bit later. But if you have not signed up for BetMGM yet, make sure you use bonus code PHNX, and you'll get $200 in bonus bets on your first wager with BetMGM. So here's how it works. You just got to download the BetMGM app, sign up again using that bonus code PHNX, place a pregame moneyline wager in the amount of at least $10 on any market at standard odds price, and you will receive $200 in bonus bets instantly, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Just make sure you use that bonus code PHNX when you sign up. And to tip off this partnership, we're doing a huge watch party tomorrow, Saturday at 2 p.m. at the BetMGM Sportsbook at State Farm Stadium. Come hang out with us. Watch the last stages of college basketball play out. They're going to have food and beverage specials, giveaways, massive TVs to watch the game on. And if you register and place your first bet with that promo code PHNX when you sign up at the Sportsbook, you can receive a free PHNX t-shirt. Just talk to Saul about it.
That's it. Come see me at the Sportsbook tomorrow. We're all going to be there. Yep. It's going to be a fun time. Come hang out with us. Drink. Watch games.
And now listen to Shane talk about the disclaimers.
Disclaimer, 21 plus to wager. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. U.S. promotional offers not available in Washington, D.C., Mississippi, Nevada, New York, and Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Colorado, D.C., Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369, New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona. 1-800-522-4700, Kansas, Nevada. 1-800-327-5050, Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF, Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan.
All right. So how are those Four Peaks beers that you guys got, courtesy of Emma?
Of course.
Sun's Brew. Mm-hmm. I love Sun's Brew because the boxes and the cans are so pretty. Like, it's just like, look at this. This is such an aesthetic beer.
Oh, it tastes nice, too.
Yeah. So it's like the best of both worlds.
Easy to chug, I can tell you.
If you guys have not checked out Four Peaks lately, make sure you check them out. Get stocked up for the rest of the Sun's regular season. And of course, later in the month, you can check out the NFL Draft, April 27th at Four Peaks 8th Street Pub. They will have food. They will have drinks. They've got the draft on the TVs. Our PHNX Cardinals guys will be out there. So make sure you guys check it out. Just a reminder, though, you do have to be 21 years or older to enjoy Four Peaks beer. And we ask that you enjoy responsibly.
All right. So do you guys want to update on the standings?
Yeah.
All right.
So I was like, what standings?
As of right now, Denver's lead dropped to 2 games now over Memphis. Okay. Sacramento's 4 behind. And the 4th spot is us still. We're 9 games back. But we're a game and a half over the Clippers and the Warriors right now. And the Clippers own the tiebreaker over the Warriors right now. They both have the same record. The Lakers are now in the 7th spot. New Orleans in the 8th, Minnesota in the 9th, and OKC in the 10th. I will say this right now. Assuming the Suns can take care of business and hit that 4th spot, I know they might have to play the Golden State Warriors or the Clippers. If they end up playing the Clippers, I'm telling you folks right now, that's a really, really tough sledding for 2, 3, 6, and 7. Because, I mean, those are some big boys right there that are going to have to eliminate each other. So I'm excited about this. This is going to be the most wide open playoffs I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
The play-in's going to be fascinating, too. Because you'd have Lakers, Pelicans, Minnesota, and OKC all battling it out just to try to get in that back half. Like, even that's going to be a fascinating week.
Yeah, because I don't think you could even say that there's, like, a clear-cut winner in any of those. No. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, no matter how you stack that up, it could go either way, and that's what makes it exciting.
Yeah. I mean, Minnesota was playing really well until the last few games where illness, has depleted them a bit, and they lost 2 in a row and slid down there. They could easily beat a Lakers or a Pelicans team in the play-in. I think any of these teams could give the Nuggets a run in the 8th mm-hmm. spot, and even Memphis in the 7th spot.
Think about Lakers 7, Pelicans 8, but Pelicans possibly at full strength. You know what I'm saying? Like, holy shit. You know, Pels could easily win in L.A. against the Lakers. Then the Lakers might win in the second game against whoever comes out of OKC and the other team. So then you're looking at a possible 1-8 matchup, Nuggets-Lakers, right off the bat.
And 2 Memphis Pelicans. Like, you could easily get the 1-2 upset in round 1. Mm-hmm. Because you've got really good teams in the back half. This is going to be a dogfight.
It is.
And, Sacramento has no experience in the playoffs, so they're a complete and utter wild card mm-hmm. in how this is going to play out. I mean, this is going to be nuts. And I think if it's Suns, Clippers, and that 4-5, whoever comes out of that has got a real good shot if they're healthy.
It's just so many ifs, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the whole West right now.
The whole West is like that. Everybody's like been riddled with injuries. Any one guy goes down on one team, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like, you could be going home. Like I said, it feels like everybody at full strength makes this one of the more entertaining playoffs we've probably ever seen in the West.
I mean, look at March Madness. That was wild, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Code said this could be the first time in NBA history where the top 4 seeds all lost in the first round.
Yeah, very true. I mean,
and if it happens, that would be great.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't.
Well, I guess not for us.
Okay, if the top 3.
I was thinking 3.
I was like, wouldn't.
I'm saying from like a mixing it up, getting new, fresh teams in there again. The same thing I talked about with the Suns when we first got back into the playoffs. Like, I don't want to see it always be the Lakers and Miami and the Celtics and the Bucks, or whomever, the Warriors.
The problem is, I think
I love Sacramento and the Suns in the playoffs. Yeah. OKC would be awesome to see.
I think the problem here is the teams that are set up to potentially surprise are the Warriors and the Lakers, because they've been pedestrian in the regular season where they're lined up. So if you're getting upsets, it's because the Clippers, the Warriors, the Lakers, even the Pelicans, who had some success last year in that first round, are all upsetting teams in the top half of the West. So, yeah.
Listen, guys, I'm a little tired. I woke up at 4 this morning, okay, which all of you should know. Struggle busing. I promise I'm not the ops. I promise I didn't mean it like that. I meant, like, not us included, but the ones above us. I just can't count tonight, okay? I promise. Anyway, and Code, you're right. The new teams are the top four. So I guess that didn't really make sense, huh?
Nope.
Well, whatever. It happens.
But we let you go.
Well, you should have known better. You should have known better.
I like it watching people do that.
Oh, well. Thanks, Saul. Appreciate you. We got a super chat from Lindsay's burner tonight. Okay. Says, Saul, Espo, I'm glad you two finally picked it up. Lindsay out here carrying this thing. Also, Saul, your shoe's untied. Please be safe.
No, it is untied.
Oh, but by the way, it's not Lindsay's burner. It's Lindy's burner.
Lindy's burner. Close
Lindy's
enough.
Lindy's burner.
And close Lindy. Enough.
It's Sal. It's not Saul.
Yeah, either, so. It's all good.
Yes, Eli, I was up at 4 a.m. We have jumped two different timelines. No, I'm not here for it. Anyway, you guys want to hand out some flowers? Shall we figure out who our flower father of the evening is?
Yes, we should.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Evan, this is where you got to play that new music that we picked out. We're working on it. There we go.
Hey, this guy's about to make you an offer you can't refuse. It's the flower father of the game. Hey, gobbledygook.
And tonight the flowers go to Kevin Durant because he bounced back from that overly excited Phoenix debut. He had 30 points tonight. He was 6 of 7 from the charity stripe. He also had 2 blocks, 4 rebounds and 2 assists.
What is this music?
It's the Godfather.
No, it's not. It's like almost Victorian. No, it's not,
it's
even
Italian.
It started out in the beginning. It was good, but I feel like you got to cut it after Espo stops talking.
Yeah, it's
like it can't play the whole entire time.
Remember, leave the gun, take the cannoli.
I don't know how I feel.
I just defended my own people. How's that?
Oh my
it's me, Mario, the flower king of the game. No, we'll work on that.
Was that a flop? Did we not like it? We're keeping the flower crown. I don't care what anybody says. We're keeping that.
We're keeping the flower crown.
Listen, if we're doing the flower crown and you're going to do the flower father and you're going to do this whole Godfather theme, you can't come out with a graphic like that. You got to put some production value into this.
Yeah, we're slowly getting there.
Otherwise, you're just coming off with a...
Excuse me?
With a kind of like a...
Hey, Emma, thank you for the picture.
That song was not good. Not good.
Manuel said this sounds like something from Halloween.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
At the beginning, it kind of worked. It's all creepy. But I think like, once you continued it was bad. Yeah.
Do you have to do this to do an Italian accent?
Have you ever seen The Godfather? Yeah. Yes, I do. Mr. Bookman.
I want a hamburger.
Oh, no.
I sound like that fat alien off of Star Wars that's in the junkyard. Anakin, come over here and look for me. That's what my accent sounds like.
Kate Cassie said, Aluka ho.
Is that what they said? Is that how that worked?
Hey, Luca ho!
Oh my gosh. All right, guys, we'll go back to the drawing board. We'll figure it out, okay? Don't worry. Everyone's like, please, somebody save us. That music was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 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 We did get an update
on the
poll.
Make sure you subscribe too, please. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
Make sure you subscribe, please. A lot of you just hit the notifications. Maybe you don't subscribe. Subscribe. It's fun. And hit the like button.
Yeah, Max, do all of those things.
My gubbies are kicking it at the perfect time. That was amazing.
At least we could make Max happy. That's all that matters. All right. So we got our votes here. We're going to go ahead and close it because it's a landslide. Bet as much as you want.
Yeah,
85% to 15%. For the keeping it the same $10 bet.
Okay. Oh, the people love them some Espo.
We love a little bit of chaos around here.
Listen here. There's still 4 games to go before we even get to that game. So
I could be in the lead.
Either that or you could be so far behind that it doesn't even matter. So,
well, we'll find out. It'll make things a lot more interesting. And we are keeping it a secret. So we're DMing directly to Emma instead of that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes. That day. Okay. That's the plan. Also, Max, I hope that your gummies are from OG's brands because they make the best gummies. that you can get your hands on. They've got all different types, all different flavors. Whatever it is you're looking for, OG's Brands has you covered. Right now, they've got two of their newest gummies, and that is the Sleep Edition gummy and then the Happy Balance gummy. Obviously, the Sleep Edition gummy helps you fall asleep, stay asleep. It helps with rest. It helps with relaxation. The Happy Balance gummy, this is a CBD THC 2-to-1 ratio. And it's 1-to-1 that ratio. Well, it says 2-to-1 on my new script.
What?
So I think it's 2-to-1 now, and the last one was wrong.
They upped the ratio.
They upped the CBD.
They're like, yeah, the mix ain't quite right. Let's go 2-to-1. All
right. But it's just the perfect balance. It makes your mind feel good, your body feel good. If you want to check out OG's, we highly recommend them. They are fantastic partners, fantastic people with even better products. You can find them at your local dispensary or by checking out OG'sBrands.com, but you must be 21 or older to enjoy.
Have they gotten KD's lifetime supply?
Oh, yeah. We got to follow up on that. Figure that part out.
And then I want to drive the truck to the arena to give it to them.
Right? Yeah, we got to figure that one out. Also, this weekend, if you're looking for some place to stop in and grab some food, might I recommend our friend over at Illegal Pete's. Illegal Pete's, they've got happy hour every single day from 3 to 6 p.m. They've got a full menu full of tacos, bowls, salads, burritos, nachos. They have a full bar with custom cocktails, beer, and of course, their premium coin frozen or premium margaritas. Sorry, it's the coin premium or frozen margaritas. We're talking fresh limes, lots of tequila, sweet agave. They've got they are the place to go for fresh margaritas. And again, don't forget that happy hour, 3 to 6 p.m.
Can we talk about this? Put the image back up here for a second. Have you guys ever looked at what's on this table, on this Illegal Pete's table? There is a disposable camera, a student ID of some sort, three playing cards. What the hell is going on at this table?
A heck of a lot of fun. That's what's going on at this table.
As for a word of advice, don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer.
Oh, I do want to know the answer, though.
All right, so we had planned this really fun thing because we thought the Suns were going to play like they played in the first half the whole game. But we're going to pretend that they did, and we're going to do this anyway. We've decided to do a rank and file of our favorite nuggets.
Yes.
Not players, but actual chicken nuggets. Who wants to tip us off?
I can tip us off because I'm sure you all have something.
Oh, wait. We might as well wait.
All right. We'll hold.
Well, why don't we bring Gerald in, and then he can tell us about his as well.
He has his list.
We'll do that. We'll talk to Gerald first, then we'll talk about chicken nuggets after, yeah?
Sure.
Or talk about chicken nuggets and then talk to Gerald.
No, we're not going to wait him. We're not going to leave him in the abyss.
Well, no, he would talk with us about chicken nuggets. Yeah.
We'll do it all together.
Ask him about the game, then we'll hit the chicken nuggets.
Okay. Yeah.
Hit Emma. It, Emma.
In the darkness, beyond the light,
Gerald.
There shall only be one. Welcome to Gerald!
Hi, Gerald. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I just offended our Italian heritage for a good 5 minutes on the show. So there's that.
You defended our Italian heritage?
No,
for what?
Offended.
Offended, not defended.
The opposite.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, Gerald, obviously it was a tale of two halves tonight. What did Monty and the guys say about the way they came out and performed in the second half?
Yeah, I think Monty said it best that they lowered their standard, didn't play to their standard in the second half. And his message to the guys in the locker room afterwards was, look, we only have 5 or 6 regular season games left. We don't have the time to kind of not take advantage of what little time we have on the court together. So he looked at it like, you know what, we're grateful for any win that we can get in the NBA, but they also viewed it as kind of a missed opportunity in the way that they let up off the gas in that third quarter. You know, he was talking about the transition defense, all the turnovers, giving up offensive rebounds, just things that just require focus and attention to detail and were part of the game plan that they just kind of got lazy in that regard. So it's one of those things where, yes, they had more than enough talent to win the game. But obviously, with only 5 games left to go, they're going to have to really lock in here if they want to continue to progress and build. He was saying, you know, obviously, you can hear the tears in the background. It's a lot. But he was saying, you know, whenever we can win while we're progressing, that's fine. We know we're going to be a work in progress. But as long as we continue to pick up W's, that's the most important thing right now.
What was your – was anything said about DeAndre Ayton? How would you assess his performance?
Not really. I feel like most people – like people on Twitter and fans watching the game talk a lot more about DeAndre Ayton than like guys in the locker room do post-game or Monty or anything like that. Monty did say – part of the one of the things that went wrong in that third quarter was when DA got his fifth foul. You know, he thought he was very good defensively in that pick and roll coverage. And so once they lost him, they weren't quite up to that same par with their pick and roll coverage. You know, honestly, I thought it was a little bit of a mixed bag. I thought DA was obviously great. He was on the floor as the Suns built that 25, 27 point lead. And then as soon as they took him out and went with Biz, that lead started to dwindle. I don't think it was directly because of DA being out or because Busy was out there. You know, a lot of turnovers were Devin Booker or the guards and a lot of the lazy transition defense. I don't know if DA would have helped with that because he's usually near the basket and would have had to retreat furthest back. But yeah, I think obviously he struggled down the stretch because he had gone a little bit cold by that point from having to sit with the five fouls, and that didn't help. But, you know, I'm really not putting too much stock into this performance one way or another for DA or for anybody on the roster, really.
Yeah, it kind of felt like both Devin and Kevin kind of took the foot off the gas there in the third, and they kind of struggled to find that rhythm again. But how encouraged was Monty and the team about seeing Kevin Durant come out there and look more in form than he was at the beginning of game one here in Phoenix?
Yeah, Durant joked he felt like a rookie in his first game when he started like 0 for 4, 0 for 6, and he felt like every shot he took after that was trying to make up for it to get back to 50%. Tonight, he was in much more of a rhythm, much more comfortable. He got to the free throw line to start the game off so he could get a couple of easy ones there. And Monty was saying, yeah, all the nerves, all the angst, all that's gone. He's looking like himself a little bit more. And Durant was saying, you know, obviously with Monty keeping his minutes low, he only played 33 minutes tonight. He's looking forward to in the near future when that restriction and is kind of taken off and he's able to go full bore like he's going to be once it's playoff time.
Gerald, did anything else stand out as far as just what the guys said tonight? I know it was probably a pretty calm night in the locker room.
Yeah, it was. It was, I mean, a win is a win. It was an ugly win, and it was against a Nuggets team that they should have kept their foot on the gas and just blown out. They could have gotten their starters even more rest. But, you know, it's not – I know Suns fandom is kind of like panicking over this or a little concerned about the way that they played. I think it's hard to get up for the Nuggets C squad. And I think, you know, you should give Denver a little bit of credit. They fought their asses off to make it a game again.
No.
Caught the Suns off guard.
No.
They did.
No.
They did.
No, we will never give the Nuggets credit for anything.
Stop,
never.
Gerald.
Stop. Full stop. I'm just going to stop you before we have to cut you.
Are you a DNVR plant? That's what we're wondering.
Gerald is the ops code. You got it wrong. It was Gerald all along.
I'm just going to stop there so I don't get fired.
Well, you're going to get fired for your Nuggets picks.
Oh, that's blasphemy. My Nuggets picks are flawless.
I mean, we might as well go ahead and get into that then.
All right, let's talk about them. Espo, you start.
I'll start with mine. Let's pull this up here, Emma. I'll go 5 through 1. Burger King at number 5, Wingstop at number 4, Wendy's at number 3, Chick-fil-A at number 2, and McDonald's is the GOAT. They're at number 1. Anybody that wants to argue with this list is flat out wrong, and I know exactly where you're going to go first here. So go ahead. Slander it the way you're going.
Gerald and chat, if your nuggets come to you already sauced all over, are they really chicken nuggets?
No.
Or are they just boneless wings?
There's no such thing as a boneless wing. It is a chicken nugget. It's
boneless wings have
chicken.
Sauce on them.
It's still the same damn thing as a chicken nugget.
It's really not.
Just because it's chicken and bread doesn't mean it's a nugget.
It's a chicken nugget.
No, it's not, because that's like saying that a chicken patty or a chicken parmesan is a freaking chicken nugget.
It's the same shape, same size, and it's a finger food.
It's a chicken nugget.
It is. They're not bigger.
You're incorrect, and that's okay, but just know you're wrong.
That's fine. I'm right. I've seen your list, and it's crap.
Wait, wait, wait.
Oh,
so,
really?
Wait, wait, wait.
Really?
Emma, Emma,
because you cheated again.
Are you still on the cheat. Same thing? Are you on team us or are you on team Espo?
For what?
For this argument.
About the boneless wings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Emma, show us your list and see if yours makes sense then.
No, I'll show mine last. But boneless wings, okay.
Show us your list and give us the example.
I run this, not you.
Do you though?
But you're not giving us an answer.
I don't think that boneless wings count personally because they're
okay.
Soft.
So you're on our side.
Spartan yes. Seven okay. in the chat says Espo's correct.
No, Espo's not correct.
No, Espo's not correct.
Right. All right, let's see Lindsay's
Spartan
list.
Spartan Seven, we're gonna kick you out of the chat if you don't watch it. Just kidding.
Lindsay, you ready?
Mine makes the most sense. Espo, and how are you going to tell me mine doesn't? You just said McDonald's is the
goat. Oh, my God. That is cheating.
I didn't.
This is such a cop-out.
That is exactly the definition of cheating.
It is not.
It's a cop-out.
You ranked my top five. I have only had chicken nuggets.
You just ranked the top five sauces. You didn't rank the top five nuggets.
I have not had chicken nuggets from five freaking places. I've only had them from one.
Whose fault is that?
Because why the hell would you get chicken nuggets from anywhere besides McDonald's?
Because other nuggets.
Because they're better.
How would you know that there's better nuggets or not better nuggets if you've never had any other nuggets?
I don't need to know because I'm completely satisfied with McDonald's chicken nuggets.
That makes no sense.
Give me the pink slime every day. We'll just mix up the sauce. It's sweet and sour. It's honey mustard. It's buffalo. It's ranch. It's barbecue. Whatever.
I didn't know
McDonald's
this was top
is the
five
goat.
Sauces.
McDonald's is all there is.
See, Bakra098 says, this is some BS, Lindsay. You are correct.
Everybody,
bro, I literally
what are you
have
doing?
Not had chicken nuggets from anywhere else.
Lies.
Not in the last, 10 years. I probably had chicken nuggets from the frozen section at the grocery store when I was a kid, but
bring
I don't remember
my,
what they taste
bring
like.
Bring up my list, Emma. All right, number one is Chick-fil-A. It's not even close. Jack in the Box nuggets, always slept on. McDonald's is awesome. I'm not denying that. That's number three for me. Dino Buddies, frozen section, chicken nuggies. Let's go, baby. That's the goat. You probably ate it when you were in middle school or elementary school. It's dope as hell. And then Wendy's with the spicy, you go all the way.
I don't
hard.
Agree. I disagree with you that Dino Buddies are good. I've had them recently, as a matter of fact. With my daughter, but they're not fast food chicken nuggets.
We didn't say fast food
yes,
chicken
we
nuggets.
Did.
No, we did not.
Let me look.
Yes,
let me look.
Yes,
let me look.
Did.
Hold on. Do we put
Omar
it here.
Says,
let me
Lindsay,
see.
You cheater.
I'm sorry. If I can get it in a cafeteria in about 3 seconds or less, then it is fast food.
Listen,
Espo's right.
Thank you. It was said as
Espo said at 2:47
p.m. Should we rank and file best fast food chicken nuggets for post game?
Well, like I said, I gave my explanation as why Dino Buddies is fast food. So
they're spectacular. They
okay,
taste
but
great.
I'm
great.
The wrong one here. Okay,
Gerald, are you ready, big dog?
You picked the same one.
Yeah, I'm ready for
all
mine.
Five.
Do you need me to read it, or you got it?
No, if you could pull it up. I think I should be able to. Yeah. So mine, I got Popeye's number one. If you guys haven't had Popeye's chicken nuggets that just came out a year or so ago, they're really freaking good. Wendy's, the spicy chicken nuggets are good. Number three, Shake Shack. They actually have surprisingly good chicken nuggies. McDonald's is fantastic. I'm not going to deny that. And Jack in the Box has very underrated chicken nuggets. So there is my top five.
Okay. I need to know, is Popeye's, is it a legitimate chicken nugget or is it a chicken finger?
No, they're like chicken. They are chicken nuggets, but they kind of have the outside texture of fried chicken. So it's different from
it's
the
like
other chicken.
Chicken.
Not a sort of. It's not like a chicken tender, but it is. It is like smaller bits of fried chicken breasts, but they're technically chicken nuggets.
So
it's really
chicken
good.
Bits breasts.
No, they're chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
No,
okay.
It says nuggets on the top of the box.
Doesn't nugget just simply mean small piece of chicken?
No.
All right, Emma.
All right. So we got, let me turn my mic up. We got number one, McDonald's. Can't go wrong. Number two, Dino Buddies. Also can't go wrong. Number three, Sonic. So slept on. Number four, Wendy's. Spicy. Always. Had them last. No, I had them tonight. Yeah. Number five, Checkers. Very slept on.
I've never seen a Checkers.
Yeah, there's
they
one
used
up
to be
online.
Rallies, actually.
Yeah.
Checkers and Rallies.
Oh, yeah.
Were the same
it's the same thing. Yeah. Checkers and rallies.
See, I feel like the Sonic one also kind of falls into Espo's because it's technically like a popcorn chicken. I also don't think that counts as a nugget.
Lindsay, shut the fuck up. You drafted sauce.
Listen, drafted y'all can be sauce. Mad at me all you she want.
We're not sauce. Mad. You're just pointing but out things that are wrong with us. On the rest
number
of
one, Caribbean jerk. Number two, barbecue. Number three, hot. Number no, four, honey mustard. Number
McDonald's
five,
is literally on every single one here? Of y'all's lists. But go on. Off. Okay, go off. It
no,
was also at the top
number one.
Of many of y'all's list. But go off. Yeah.
You had it five times.
Because it's the only one
it
that freaking matters.
Like that.
It's not. It's
literally the only
you
one that matters.
McDonald's has left the other four blank.
I was trying to be creative with it.
I should have just done chicken tenders from freaking Four Peaks.
Those aren't nuggets. Those are
and put
nuggets.
Five different sauces.
No, those aren't nuggets.
I don't care. Maybe I'll make them nuggets for this. Because that's what we're doing. We're just making up rules anyway, Emma.
Well, there.
Bro, no, you literally do this every other show. You make up your own rules for
dude,
all the things
you
do.
Like, place the five, the same thing five times. That's making up your own rule, Lindsay.
Welcome
you do the same thing.
To the show.
Hey, to be fair, she was just going to put McDonald's for all of it. Originally. Because Espo said, should we rank and file best fast food chicken nuggets for postgame? If Lindsay thinks that McDonald's is top five in all categories, fucking okay, cool.
No.
Let's
not
move
okay,
on.
Cool.
Well, okay, so if we're going to play this game, I'd like to add Monroe's chicken sandwich on there. Because if it's a giant, that's the nugget.
I am going to mute your mic, sir.
Like, if we're gonna throw out the whole premise
listen,
of everything.
It's Gerald and I are literally the only ones who fully played by the rules. Every single one that was listed on our rank and files was in fact an actual chicken nugget and was in fact fast food. So suck it, the rest of you.
You can't lump yourself in with Gerald to make yourself feel better, Lindsay. That's not how this works.
Suck it, Saul.
You put the
suck
same
it,
thing
Saul.
Five times.
Suck
oh
it,
my
Emma.
Gosh, I could have done the same thing.
You
but that's
didn't
not
clarify.
The game.
You didn't specify that I had to pick five different
oh my God,
ones.
Are you that person where we have to write out every last
that's
little
right.
detail?
That's right. Tonight I am.
I have not seen a Popeye's chicken nugget. So I think I gotta go buy them and review it before I give Gerald the okay that that's a chicken nugget. How do we know it is? He's saying it looks like a deep fried chicken tender, but it's a nugget. I don't know about this. I'm calling a review on it now.
Gerald, what do you think? What do you think, Gerald?
I think I'm right, and I think I don't want to get in the middle of this argument on your end.
What? God.
But you need to, Gerald. Just pick a side. Go ahead. We won't. Yeah, I won't yell at you. Just pick a side.
That's always great when somebody says that. I won't yell at you. Just tell me the fucking truth.
Like, tell me what I want to hear, Gerald. Oh my God.
I feel like I'm the only one that didn't cheat, but I'm just gonna keep that to myself.
Yeah, I still don't know
okay,
that you didn't
I can,
cheat.
I honestly. I can get behind that. No. You are the only one who technically, if we want to talk about specifically following rules, you're technically the only one who did not cheat.
Jeremy says this is the roid era of nuggets ratings.
I'm mad at it.
Asterisks everywhere.
I'm mad at it.
Emma, can you throw one of the graphics up again? It doesn't matter which one. Did you guys notice on these the different faces on the chicken nuggets? Emma, massive shout out to you for the little details that made this even better. And I love how fearful and sad the number five nugget is. It looks like what Jokic must have done when he decided to dunk the sunset.
Also, Omar, you're mean, rude. I'm not a Karen. I'm just having fun with my co-host here.
Right?
That's all. Yeah, it's called a Chelsea.
Yeah.
So if you're going to come correct. Okay? And then we also got a super chat from Chris. Chris said, thank you, Saul. Dino nuggies all the way.
Thank you.
Really?
It was Emma's fault.
Really, Emma?
Fucking Emma.
Really,
I
Emma?
I had it together. It's
today
not me.
Today of all days? Really, Emma? Dear Lord.
I'm just glad Gerald had his headset in and none of the kids had to hear your filth.
I know. Jeez.
Oh, really?
Jeez.
Really?
I will say this. If you go back and listen to the whole last week of shows, Lindsay has cussed more times this
I've
week.
Yeah, because I literally had it up to here
than,
with the three
than the
four
entire
of you.
Year and a half we've all been together. Hey, it's pretty awesome.
Also, I'm here for it. Can we recognize Gerald's gray Pope jacket? It looks like that fake Photoshop of the winter jacket the Pope was rocking.
We should get Gerald one of those.
It's black. The lighting is bad, okay?
I love that that's what he took umbrage with. It's black, all right?
It's not a white puffy coat.
Again. All right, we have one last super chat, and then we're going to say goodbye. This one is from Leo. He said, Carl's Jr. Star Nuggets are so underrated. I don't think I've ever had those either.
They're okay, but I don't want to pay. Like, Carl's Jr., you pay, like, $12 for a cheeseburger. You pay, like, it's just so overpriced over there. That's my issue.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that for sure. Okay, well, thanks for hanging out with us, guys. We're going to go. Don't forget to read all of Gerald's great articles over at GoPHNX. Don't forget to check out everything that comes with becoming a diehard at GoPHNX as well. We're talking access to Gerald's newsletter. We're talking a free shirt upon signing up, discounts on merch, discount on events, a lot of really great reasons to become a diehard, access to the Discord. Check it all out over at gophnx.com. And also while you're there, take a look at our locker and see all the merch that we have in there. Make sure you are stocked and ready for the playoffs. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you. We're off tomorrow, but we'll see you on Sunday. But you can still come hang out with us tomorrow. Don't forget at BetMGM Sportsbook out in Glendale. But if you can't come tomorrow, we will see you on Sunday with a pregame show and a postgame show. Until then, you can follow the show on Twitter at @PHNX_Suns. You can follow me at @LindsaySmithAZ. You can follow Gerald at @GeraldBourget. You can follow Saul at @Saul_Bookman. And of course, you can follow Espo at @Espo.
Remember, the McDonald's chicken nuggets may taste the best. They're not actually chicken. Oi, oi. Tell the Phoenix Metro, Megas in control, and he ain't never gonna let go. PHNX, though, Lindsay, Gerald, Espo. Saw past the ball, we here to turn up the tempo. Got to understand me, I'll always wreck the family. Rally in the